2 PM. It is strongly advised that persons do not act on what is heard at this meeting and should only rely on written confirmation of Council's decision, which will be provided within 14 days of this meeting. Please be advised that a recording of this meeting will be made and published on our website. Present at today's meeting, Councillor Les Price, Shire President, Councillor Ron Hogman, Deputy Shire President, Councillor Julie Humphreys, Councillor Norm Lyon, Councillor Jackie Lacey, Councillor Sian Lyon, and we have staff attending. This is Lisa Keane, Acting Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Ahmed Khan, Shire Accountant, Ms. Stephanie Wondek, Senior Administration Officer, and in the gallery tonight we have Maurice Walsh, and we also have Ben in the Shire. Welcome everybody. Item 2, apologies on behalf of absent elected members and leave of absence. There are none. Moving on to item 3, disclosure of members' interests. There are no members' interests to be disclosed. Public question time. There are no questions from the public gallery. Item 5, confirmation of minutes. It is recommended that the minutes of the ordinary meeting 16th of June 2026 are confirmed as a true and correct record of the meeting. Could I have a mover for the motion? It will be Councillor Norm Lyon and seconded Councillor Julie Humphreys. Are there any matters arising from those minutes? If not, we'll put that to the vote. Thank you, Steph.
Mr. President, 6-0.
Yeah.
6-0?
Yes. Yes, the recommendation rose to pass
6-0.
Thank you.
Sorry, Steve. Do you have a spare batteries out here?
Item 6, application for leave of absence. There are no applications. Confirmation of the minutes, that the minutes of the special meeting the 7th of July 2026 are confirmed as a true and correct record of the meeting. Can I have a move for the motion, Councillor Julie Humphreys, and seconded Councillor Sian Lyon.
Through you, Mr. President,
yes.
I've just left the room.
Hmm? It's okay, Ahmed Khan has just left the room at 6:06. There being no matters to be discussed from the special meeting, we'll put that to the vote. Thank you, Steph. Is carried 6-0. Moving on to item 6, application for leave of absence. No applications. Item 7, deputations. There being no deputations, move on to item 8, petitions. There are no petitions. Item 9, announcements without discussion. As part of the Shire's efforts to ensure the efficiency and the effectiveness of meetings, tonight's meeting will include the opportunity for matters to be considered by Council en bloc. Matters not to be included in en bloc decisions are those which require absolute majority, matters to be determined behind closed doors, the interests made in relation to the item and deputations or statements made in relation to the item. So the following items have been identified to be decided upon by voting on block. Item 10.1, accounts and statements of account. Item 10.2, financial statements. Elected members are now given the opportunity to have any reports removed that they deem not appropriate to be included in this process. Item 10.1 or 10.2, if you have any queries or questions regarding it.
I do have a query.
So therefore, just before we move on, just Councillor Silver, therefore we'll need a mover. We'd go back to 10.1. There's a recommendation that Council receive the attached payments for the period 1st of June 2026 to the 30th of June 2026, which have been made in accordance with delegated authority under Section 5.42 of the Local Government Act 1995. Municipal Fund Bank EFTs, $668,595.05. Direct Debit Fund Transfer from the General Account, $47,119.57. Direct Debit Fund Transfer, the CEO's Credit Card, $9,156.59. Payroll, $158,765.31. No cheques were drawn, total $883,636.52. Could I have a mover for the motion? Thank you. Councillor Sian Lyons, seconded. Councillor Julie Humphreys. Yes, if you have got a query, please just quote the number on the left-hand side. So councillors can be familiar. Yes, Councillor Lacey. Which number?
This number one.
Number one.
So there's accommodation for the freight run, which I think I expect is also the one that went to Geraldton, which I've already harped on about. But I just really would like to say that, we have a truck coming up from Perth almost every day at this point. It's afloat. It's huge and we can carry things. I just think that nobody ever asks, and I'm kind of at the point where why do I bother? But when you're spending, you know, $300.
Excuse me, Councillor Lacey. Ahmed Khan has entered the chamber at 6:11 p.m. Continue, thank you.
In spending $300 on accommodation, and if it's for two people, then it ends up more, and then paying their wages and the truck and. I would think it would be worth considering, seeing if our truck is coming up. It's pretty much based in Perth, so it can also take stuff back. I'm just saying. I know it's annoying because I feel like I'm harping on, but it's just such a waste of money.
Yeah, that's taken on board, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll follow that up, sure. I think we already discussed that at the last forum.
Yes, we did.
So, and I do agree with you.
Yeah.
And we'll be following up. Thank you, Councillor Lacey. Have you got another question?
No.
Okay. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, Councillor Ron Hogwood.
Well, I don't think it's a waste of time mentioning this anyway.
What number?
No, I'm just talking about...
Oh, sorry, continue.
Yeah, number... Is it number 40? How do you spell it? Batteries or...
Fatties.
Can I ask who are they? That's my company.
Yeah. My business.
Okay, I just want to know, you're not registered or whatever, ABN or anything? Well, it doesn't show up on the register, that's all.
21653 442957.
say it's there, under that name.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, you said we're looking for you.
No worries, thank you for that.
Yeah, and the other one, present is, 62, David Flett. Does he work for us, or is he a contractor?
He's contracting.
Contractor?
Yeah.
And the other one is, what is this? Oh, same thing, same dog, different leg. Yeah, that's it, thanks.
Well, I actually do another one.
Yes, councillor Jackie Lacey?
66, who's been...
66, item 66.
Winchester Industries for cracker dust.
Winchester Quarries.
Which are in...
Oh, and, Carnamar.
Carnamar.
Yeah.
And we get cracker dust brought from Carnamar.
That's where it's been purchased on this occasion.
We can also supply cracker dust easily. It's a byproduct of...
Okay, well, that's something to be noted.
Yeah.
Take that on board, definitely. Thank you, councillor Lacey.
And Mr. President, just a quick...
Yes, councillor Ron Conlon, what number?
We are 131.
131.
Just to, where it's got tourist park, is that caravan park or that park that's on the side?
No, it's the caravan park.
Okay, that's okay. Because I'm going to move in that park, you know, that little park. It's this side of caravan park?
No, that's the Oasis, yeah, that's on a separate...
Yeah, I just spotted it, yeah, it's all good.
And any other questions, councillor Norman Lyon, thank you.
61 and 66.
61 and 66.
That's pretty much the same. What's the, recovery that we're looking at?
Pardon?
Not it costing $12,000 to do cloud collections?
Yes, so any legal costs that we pay to cloud collections gets passed on to the ratepayer. So they, we will recoup any legal costs from the ratepayer.
How much are we looking at?
I would have to take that on notice, Norm, and I can certainly get back to you.
And item 66, you said?
61, 66, and by the way...
Thank you. Are there any other further queries in relation to item 10.1? There being none, we'll put that to the vote. Thank you. Recommendations passed 6-0. Moving on to item 10.2. It is the officer's recommendation that council receive the attached monthly financial report prepared in accordance with the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996. For the period ending June 2026. Could I have a mover for the motion, thank you? Councillor Jackie Lacey, seconded. Councillor Julie Humphries. Councillors have any queries or questions in relation to those items? They are quite detailed, so I'll give you a moment just to refresh your memory. Is there anything in here, Lisa, that you want to highlight at all? If there's nothing, that's fine, but if there's anything you particularly feel that councillors might be interested in?
Not particularly, I'm happy to take any questions that anyone may have.
Yes, councillor Sian Lyon.
Sorry, just because I'm new at this, why is half of it all in red? Does that not signify it's in debit or...
I
am I reading it wrong? Or why are some of the figures in the financial report black and some red?
Yes, you're right. So generally red would be a credit amount, and it, sometimes it does appear to be a little bit backwards.
Okay.
You happy with that?
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, no worries.
Could have a silly question, sorry.
No, no, not at all. Are there any other questions? There being no further questions, I'll put that to the vote. Thank you, Steph. Recommendation is carried 6-0. Moving on to page 49, item 10.3. Change of council meeting date, September 2026. It is the officer's recommendation that council 1 adopts the change of date to the ordinary council meeting from the 15th of September 2026. To 22nd of September 2026, commencing at 6 p.m. And 2, request the acting chief executive officer to publish and advertise the revised meeting date in accordance with the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. I have a mover for that motion, Councillor Norm Lyon, seconded Councillor Ron Hogben. Question pretty straightforward. Everybody's happy with that date. Just make a note of the calendar. I'll presume that Janelle, or if she's back, maybe Stephanie will send out an invitation because of the change of date.
Yeah. Because
I think they're good. At least they log straight into the calendars.
Sure.
Put that in the vote. Thank you, Steph. Item 11. Motions by members of which previous notice has been given. There are no motions. Item 12. Motions for consideration at the next meeting. There are none. Item 13. New business of urgent nature. If any councillors have business of urgent nature that needs to be brought forward, now is your opportunity. There being none. Item 14. Closure. Therefore, thank you for your attendance, everybody, the staff and for councillors.